Welcome to Jesus and Coffee, Season 2, Episode 3. This episode is based on navigating the tough times. So I talked to Gugu Atkins. We have a conversation about some tough times that she's endured and some difficult spaces that, you know, maybe she wanted to act one way, but she knew she had to behave in a certain way. And I ain't gonna lie, I face these situations every day. I live in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta traffic. Need I say more? Sometimes situations happen and the new me has to grab the old me by the throat and say, girl, calm down, because God is watching. But it's not just about, you know, losing your cool. It's also about just life. Sometimes life happens and you really don't know what to do in this space. You love God, you're praying, you're seeking, you know, a word from God, you're going to your war room, you're relying on your faith partners, but you still feel like everything is falling around you and you don't have enough hands to keep everything going, right? That's what this episode is about, navigating tough times with Beezy Baby and Gugu Atkins.
How do you navigate the seasons that are tough? How do you keep yourself grounded in the not so good moments? You know, like there are highs and lows all the time, and you may be making money and getting booked and looking your best and a relationship is working out and it just feels like, God, this is what I've been working for the past decade. And then suddenly the bottom falls out and it looks like life is in shambles. You know, we all deal with those kind of things. And then the enemy comes in with thoughts that make you think it's worse than what it is. And now it's a bad life. And
I'm a very prayerful person and I fast a lot, believe it or not. Just to be clear, I'm in that season right now. God told me to make some changes and I did. And then with the changes came just attacks that I'm dealing with, even as we're speaking right now. But I'm just careful because I know that first of all, when God told me to make some changes and some sacrifice, some things, it affected my income. But that was one thing. But then on a personal tip, a lot of personal things start happening. I see that the devil is coming after something. So I already know what it is, just so you know. I already know it's elevation time. And I got to sit down. I got to be quiet. I got to stop doing certain things. I got to fast and pray. I got to move in this way. And so when you're doing that, that is fighting. That is fighting in the spirit. When you praise God, that is fighting in the spirit. When you encourage somebody, that is fighting in the spirit. When you pray in tongues, that is fighting in the spirit. So I realize that the devil is mad. So sometimes people may not know all that's going on, but when it's this after this after this after this after this, something in the spirit is going on, and it will behoove you to sit down and relax and be quiet and quiet your life, whatever that looks like. Stop going out every weekend. Stop sitting on the phone all day. Stop, and just stop and just talk to God so that you could see what is going on there, because it can feel like a holding pattern. And it is a holding pattern if you don't get it.
Just listening to all that, I think, you're absolutely right. There are so many seasons in life where everything just seemingly flows. And then you find a little turbulence, you know, and it's something that you can manage because it's only a little. And then next thing you know, it's a little bit more and a little bit more. And before you know it, you are in a season where it feels like all hell is breaking loose.
Yes. I literally just keep thanking God every step of the way.
You know, we end every episode in prayer. So let us pray. Lord, thank you that my good sis Gugu did not find it burdensome to take time to have a conversation with me that would pour into others as they listen to Jesus and Coffee. Thank you for, Lord, giving me the fortitude to commit to season one with more than 40 episodes, and now season two as we embark in this new layer of Jesus and Coffee. Thank you for, Lord, the discipline, the commitment, the fortitude, just giving me the willpower, the mental and the emotional wellness, Lord, because life happens and sometimes I just don't feel like it. So thank you for helping me push through when I didn't feel like it. Thank you for those who have tuned in and listened. Thank you for everyone that has shared. Thank you that we are building something here that is going to change the world. I just believe that as we begin to show people who you are, Lord, that they will begin to see more of you through us. Lord, even when we're not perfect, Lord, that we're able to love others who are also imperfect. Lord, allow us to, Lord, do a little less judging a little less, contradicting a little more, loving a little more, light sharing a little more, you know, time spent on our knees praying and a little less time spent on the phone or on social media gossiping. Lord, allow us to just embark on new territory, to lift the veil on who the world sees us as, and to walk into this new space of who you created us to be. Lord, allow our mouths to be bound up when we can't find the words that represent you. Lord, allow us to not look like the world, but to be representatives of the word. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this space, and we thank you for everything that you are doing in and through us so that we can be better representation of you in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and YouTube. It's Jesus and Coffee with BZ Baby, and I look forward to seeing you or chatting with you. Season 2, episode 4 coming soon. Later.